morning. Let us pray. Holy God, help us to hear your word this morning. Make over our hearts to be generous and just and brave like you. Amen. So today we continue our sermon series on who is our neighbour and how do we love them more. Today is about poor people. Poor people who live near us and poor people who live abroad. Who do you think of when I say poor people? I think of people on benefits and state pensions in this country, who say they don't really fancy going out for a meal, when really they can't afford to buy their meal on top of their basic expenses. Sometimes they use their last pennies to buy cat food and go hungry themselves. I also think of people on part-time minimum wage jobs. I read a great book about that sort of poverty by the middle-class journalist Polly Toynbee. It was called Hard Work. The book describes her experiment. She went to live in a social housing flat in London and went to work a number of minimum wage jobs that were available at the job centre, such as care assistant and shelf stacker. She describes the effect on her well-being and her self-esteem of a longer period of living like that. She was really, really tired and fed up of being looked down on, almost as if she were invisible when she was carrying out these much needed tasks. At home, she had moments when she almost lost the plot, such as having to feed the ever more greedy prepay electric meter that ridiculously overcharged her for being poor compared to her higher waged fellow customers who were allowed to pay by direct debit. Sometimes she had to wear jumpers and hats and scarves and go to bed in the dark, because she had run out of cash and had to wait till payday for more electric. Another time, when shopping and watching every penny, she had to choose between buying a light bulb or toilet paper. She became quite inventive about things she could use to wipe her bottom. She explained in the book and in the accompanying articles in The Guardian that MPs who claim that benefits are enough because they manage to live for a week on them are missing the point. You have to do it for longer and try to furnish an unfurnished flat and buy kids' shoes when they wear out after a few weeks, instead of lasting the year they were planned for. And where you never can afford that annual holiday that TV adverts say are what they deserve to treat themselves to. Popular newspapers like the Daily Mail are owned and edited by people who do not understand this, who think if people work hard, they will be able to live comfortably. If they are poor, it's because they are rubbish with money or lazy. Be sceptical and aware of this when you read such papers. Our gospel reading today contains Jesus' call to give to the poor. Be content with less so that we can all have enough. I don't think Jesus would join in with the finger wagging, judgment and benefit scroungers are stealing our money arguments that are seen in the papers. We should each give as we are able. Sometimes I think we can feel a bit like we don't want to. And I think, like with any task that we don't want to do, it's easier to start doing a little and then build up. You could give a little bit of money regularly and then increase it when you've seen it hasn't made you struggle. Of course, some people are so poor that they cannot give any money. But perhaps such people could give their time or raise their voice in support of others instead. There are many ways to give. You can bring a few tins to Harvest Festival. That will be provided to needy people in our area via Derby City Mission. You can donate to Fair Share. There is a £5 donation to Fair Share as an item to purchase online when doing your shopping for delivery by Sainsbury's. Fair Share organise for the distribution of surplus supermarket food to poor people so it isn't wasted. You could also make a regular standing order payment for the amount of your choice to the Padley Group. They work with poor families and help with addiction and homelessness in Derby. You can give toiletries to Ruth Downing at our church, to give to the elderly residents at the home where she works. They aren't getting visitors during COVID, so nobody is bringing them shampoo or shower gel or deodorant. If you're shopping in a shop and have enough money, why not leave the marked down items for poorer shoppers instead of grabbing a bargain yourself? Why not leave your pound in the trolley when you go home? Turning to poor people abroad, they often don't have even benefits. They don't have free health services or old age pensions. If men don't share the money they earn with their women and children, they have nowhere to turn. Whatever you can give to charities working to relieve poverty overseas is the difference between life and death for the people they help. A regular amount by direct debit helps the most, although leaving some in your will or having a charitable splurge once in a while can be a big help too. And don't let the occasional scandal be an excuse for meanness. Shop around for the best run charities if you want to, but do give. But giving is not enough. We need to campaign for a just society. We must do what we can to live under Jesus' rule and work as far as we each are able towards the establishment of his kingdom, where everyone is valued and loved, where everyone can sit under their own tree and rest with food and drink and freedom from disease. Our reading from Isaiah today says, "Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow." Loving the poor person is about more than bringing them a sandwich or a hug. That's like holding the hand of a condemned man before his execution. It's kind. The braver kind thing to do, though, is to campaign tirelessly for an end to capital punishment so he didn't face death in the first place. So loving the poor person is about taking up arms against the causes of poverty. This is about changing our politics and our economics. It's time for an end to personality politics. Trump and Biden insulting each other, shouting, interrupting and not listening serves no one. Neither do Boris bashing or Jeremy jokes. Yet that's what we see on TV. We don't hear in the fisticuffs soundbite that in the USA, what the election is really about is about bringing an end to free medical care for poor people. In elections, we need to think like Jesus when looking at what they say they want to do if we elect them. Loving the poor person requires us to change our politics and economics. We must learn how to work together towards the common good for our country and for others in the world with even less than us. To educate ourselves, to campaign, to read and improve manifestos and policies, to vote, to change laws, to stand for election ourselves, to shop local and buy fair trade when we can. There are organisations campaigning for change. Here are a few. The Equality Trust says that the UK is a divided society where the richest receive the lion's share, leaving crumbs for the rest. How did we get to this point, they say? What are the costs of having such high inequality? And what do people think we should do about it? The Trust works with others to explore such questions and campaign for a more just and equal society. The Trust explains about the difference in wages. The UK has a very high level of income inequality compared to other developed countries. The majority of households in the UK have disposable incomes below the mean income, which is set at £34,200 as of 2018. The mean income is where they add all the wages together in the country and divide it by the number of earners to give you an average amount. This includes wages and cash benefits and is after direct taxes like income tax and council tax, but not indirect taxes like VAT. And then it talks about the median income, and the median income is where they put all of the incomes earned in the country in a row from the very littlest to the very biggest, and the median is the one that is in the middle. So the median income has been rising by 2.2% on average for the last 5 years. Most of this is accounted for by the rise in average income for the richest fifth, which has increased by 4.7%. The poorest fifth, on the other hand, have seen a fall in income by 1.6%. I don't think it's an accident. Church Action on Poverty also works in the UK. And it says, tackling unjust government policies, amplifying the voices of people who have been marginalised, challenging harmful business practices, holding the church to account. Tax Justice UK says, the UK is a wealthy country, but this wealth is very unevenly spread. The UK government doesn't tax property wealth, such as land shares and property. Our current tax system gives an advantage to those who live off their wealth as opposed to those who work for a living. This leaves us with underfunded public services and sets the UK on track to become one of the most unequal countries in the world. So as you can hear from these campaigning organisations, the gap between rich and poor in the UK is staggering compared to other countries. We certainly aren't all in it together. It's important to love poor people by giving, but it's also important to love poor people by getting angry about inequality and injustice and corruption and take action. Jesus gave people food to eat, but he also got angry at how people were being exploited and disadvantaged by corrupt systems. He turned over the tables in the temple courtyard and drove out the money changers. So let's empathise with poor people by reading things like Polly Toynbee's book Hard Work, or watching Ken Loach's film I, Daniel Blake about Benefit Britain. Let's give to organisations and charities relieving poverty at home and abroad. Let's give to our poor family, friends and neighbours by paying a tenner for their electric, slipping some cash in their pocket on the sly, or having some groceries delivered to them. And let's get angry and turn over the tables of the money changers. Let's buy from companies that pay their taxes and pay a living wage. When buying books, why don't we check out ethicalconsumer.org? Amazon scores nothing, 0 out of 20 on its ethical sliding scale, whereas Waterstones, who also deliver, scores 8.5. Why don't we buy second hand, or at least boycott clothes made in Leicester or Bangladesh sweatshops? Let's become a group of people who do politics. People without a computer need us to use ours to email our MP about benefits. Let's always make a fuss. Let's expect change. Let's make change. Because the present isn't just to poor people. And it's not good enough. Amen.